from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and this is Fool's Gold. An exuberant record one moment, trance-inducing at others. The music is African-based, sometimes Congolese, sometimes Mali, sometimes North African. Yet it all comes from Los Angeles. Oh, and the words, well, they're often in Hebrew. I love this record by Fool's Gold. This song is called Ha Dva.
Ooh.
That guitar's just killer. That's Fool's Gold. From their first and self-titled record, the song we heard is called Hot Vash. Franny Kelly is a producer here at NPR Music. She's been talking about Lil B for a while now, and I drove around with some of his songs the other day, and I thought it was just the sweetest thing. It's music without pretension. It is what it is, a bedroom recording from someone who seems a bit high and very happy. Lil B is a 20-year-old rapper based in Berkeley, California. He wants to make 1,000 songs before he turns 21, and he's getting close to that seemingly impossible goal. There's over 100 on his MySpace page. This freestyle's called Letter to Brandon.
It seems that I floated too far out to sea. So I'm writing a letter to myself, just to tell myself what I really feel. When I wasn't too far, I couldn't say it. Hey, dear Brandon, how are you doing? And what are you doing? This is a bass, so you know it's something real from the poet, something from the heart. Just know it. So what's up with your family? Everybody, how you doing? Keeping it gangster, I love them. How you doing? Keeping it real, so real. I'm out to sea, everything. I said you're the sea, little B, or Brandon. Bruno, remember that? B, remember what mom used to call you? Little B. Rapping when you was a little smaller, the Sonic couch, Sega games, all your little partners. Remember that? Remember Arts Magnet, Longfellow, all of that. The fun times, crazy times, head start. Everything getting a head start. Remember that? Remember falling off the bike the first time? Remember riding round waterfront all night? Remember that? Remember the East Bay Vivarium? I said, Lil B, remember the Vivarium? Or Brandon, excuse me. But once again, Brandon, dear Brandon, remember everything else. Remember when you had your first performance when you was younger? You had a poet contest. It was a little thing. You was talking about your pet reptile, and you didn't even have one. Remember you lied saying you had an iguana and didn't have one. That was funny. I remember that, so funny. Second grade classrooms on the computers. Remember when computers first came out, the old school Macs in the computer lab with all my friends. Brandon, remember everything else when you was on the boat and you took the trip at Arts Magnet. Stayed a night, overnight, deckhand crew, boat crew, cooking crew. You was up all night, beating Sailor Man's time like 0300. 100 million 09. You know I play around, I had to keep my lingo, keep setting trends and keep saying bingo, but I gotta go. I'm floating too far at sea. Dear Brandon, dear bass guy, never forget anything that you've done. And don't wait till you're out to sea to appreciate it.
That's Lil B, one of many songs you can find on his MySpace page. It's called Letter to Brandon. While there's artists like Lil B cranking out dozens of songs a week, there's also bands like Built to Spill content with putting out a record every 3 to 5 years. The new Built to Spill record is called There Is No Enemy. The band tried recording in an old theater converted into a studio, but that didn't work out so well. They tried recording the songs digitally for the first time ever, and they added lots of software-based effects, and that didn't work so well either. Eventually, it was all mixed down onto old analog gear. Despite attempts at new ideas, the new Built to Spill record sounds a lot like other Built to Spill records. And that's really just fine with me. This is the leadoff track. It's called Aisle 13. Built to Spill from their 7th album called There Is No Enemy, and that was Aisle 13. The Feelies have been a band since 1976. They broke up in the early 90s, got back together in 2008. They've put out only 4 records. Their first record is a must-have. The record has the sort of wit and innocence the modern lovers brought to music. The reissue of the first Feely records crossed my desk the other day. Shamefully, I hadn't thought about it in ages. And the moment I put it on, the moment I heard those wooden claves knocking together, it all started rushing back. Their fierce, nerdy energy, those live shows at the old 930 Club. I think it still sounds fresh. What do you think? This is The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness. The Feelies from New Jersey. Their first record was released in 1980 on London-based Stiff Records. We heard the song The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness. The Mountain Goats is the project and sometimes band of John Darnielle. The Mountain Goats make pretty good acoustic guitar-based music, but what always sets Darnielle's songs apart from most everyone else's are his lyrics. He's simply one of the best lyricists of our time. For his new record, The Life of the World to Come, John Darnielle takes lessons from the Bible and sets them to song. The words are his, the tales are his, though the titles all come from Bible verses. This one's called Psalms 42.
Missouri, and lo, our hearts were heavy laden. Made for the chapel with some spray paint for all the things we'd held in secret. Lord, lift up these lifeless bones. Light cascading through the windows, all the rainbow's heavy tones. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Left that place in ruin, drunk on the spirit and high on fumes. Checked into a red roof and stayed up for several hours and then slept like infants in the burning fuselage of my days. Let my mouth be ever fresh with praise. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Each morning new, each day shot through with all the sharp small shards of shrapnel that seemed to burst out of me and you. We will get there when we get there, don't you worry. Feel bad about the things we do along the way, but not really that bad. We inhaled the frozen air. Lord, send me a mechanic if I'm not beyond repair. He has fixed his
The Mountain Goats from the new CD called The Life of the World to Come. Look for an upcoming Tiny Desk concert with the Mountain Goats. We have dozens of intimate concerts performed at my desk. This week, it's Rafael Sadiq. Other concerts include Bill Callahan, The Swell Season, The Avett Brothers, Telekinesis, The Tallest Man on Earth, and many more. You can find them all at npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. We also have entire concerts from the 930 Club on our website. Recently, we posted shows by M. Ward, Yolo Tango, Dan Deacon, Sonic Youth, Dead Weather, and coming soon, Moby. We end our show with APSE. APSE is spelled A-P-S-E. They're a band based these days in Cape Cod and before that, Connecticut. They've been around in many different forms for about 8 years. It's been 4 since their last record called Spirit. The new record was a home recording project. The band took older demos and reworked them. APSE also recorded extensive improvisations, and they took those recordings, cut them up into more structured songs, and overdubbed voice and effects to make new songs. The result is a record called Climb Up, and this song is called The Return. I'm Bob Boylan. Our producer is Robin Hilton. The editor is Stephen Thompson. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.